Hey, what's up? What's up? It's your man Sam, host of Just Talk with Sam podcast. Just Talk with Sam podcast. Man, we got a great one for you guys today. My man BK stopped by. We're going to jump into some subjects. Talk about that Netflix. And me and Tasha, we're going to handle that Grammy news. So we're going to jump into all of that. But first off, I want to say thank you for going to SamShowNation.com. By going to SamShowNation.com, it's your home for everything revolving around the Just Talk with Sam podcast. And right there on the homepage and current promotions page, what we're going to do, we're going to hit that donate button. By hitting that donate button, you can give to the Just Talk with Sam podcast. I'm not going to lie to you, this has always been a crowdsourced podcast. And by doing that, go ahead and makes you feel like a good person. So give whatever you can. We put it right back into this podcast to make it a bigger, better, greater podcast. But hey, maybe you want to know people who need a little bang for their buck. You want to see where your money's going? You can always go to SamShowNation.com. You hit that store link. It is the time for giving. It is the holiday season for the favorite podcaster or the favorite podcast listener in your life. You can always go to SamShowNation.com. You can hit that store link and get whatever swag we have there, whether that be t-shirts, whether that be hats, stickers, you can get all of that right there at the Just Talking with Sam store right there at SamShowNation.com. By hitting that link, you can go ahead and you can give that special person maybe a t-shirt to say, hey, we love listening to Sam and we want to wrap this up. We want to put it under the tree so that way, December 25th, that person can wrap their favorite podcast the way they know how. Another way you can go ahead and do that is listen to the podcast itself. Go to SamShowNation.com. You can hit that podcast link. By hitting the podcast link, you can listen to all of the podcasts that we have put out right there. You won't miss anything. But maybe you listen to it in different ways. We are currently on Stitcher, TuneIn, Spotify, Google Play, good old RSS, and iTunes. And one thing we encourage you guys to do, go to iTunes and subscribe, rate and review the podcast. You can always hear your voice and you want to make it heard that, hey, this is the greatest podcast ever. You can leave that 5-star review and whatever review you want. You could do that right there on the iTunes page. Or, best case scenario, just tell a friend to say, hey, I like this podcast and you should listen to it because these guys are great. Or you can flip it. These guys suck and you need to find out why and listen to that podcast. Only thing we ask you to do is put your thoughts right there on iTunes. Subscribe, rate, and review. Give us a good. We welcome a 5-star review. But hey, maybe you want to go 2, 3, whatever. Hey, it's up to you, man. Tell me what you think. But you can do it from right there. I'm very anxious to get started with this podcast. But we do have a few sponsors. The first sponsors are the good folks at David's Cookies. David's Cookies, no, it's time for giving. They have a 50-piece special of cookies, sweets, whether that be brownies, whether that be blondies, whether that all be there. 50-piece special on sale now for $49.95 only if you go to the SamShowNation.com link. Hit up David's Cookies because they got everything that you need for this holiday. You can shop right now. You could get a bunch of stuff. Maybe you need fresh baked cookie tins. Maybe you need a cheesecake. Maybe you need cookie dough, brownies, and crumb cakes. You could do all of that stuff. If you hurry and order now, you will have it in time for Christmas. Also, they have items with free shipping. So, even on those items with free shipping, you can make this. If this is a part of your holiday tradition, you could do it right there with the family. Maybe you want, hey, a fresh baked decadent jumbo cookies. Maybe you want a mountain berry tart. Maybe you want the brownie of the month. Maybe you want the cheesecake of the month. Or just cover your bases and get the dessert of the month. Only thing we ask you to do is go to SamShowNation.com. You hit that David's cookie link, and now you got some sweets on one of the greatest holidays ever, Christmas Day. You may want to hurry up because supplies are limited and you got to order right now via SamShowNation.com. You click that link on the current promotions page to have it right in time for Christmas. So go ahead, click the link to David's Cookies. Second sponsor is the good folks at NBAStore.com. Look, NBAStore.com, they know it's that time of year. They know you like repping for your team, and on Christmas Day, there's going to be a lot of NBA games played. Only thing they ask you is you got to order right now to get free delivery by the 23rd of December. That means you got to order right now. Now, ordering right now on all orders over $99, you get free delivery by the 23rd. Whether that be whatever team gear you want, whether that be you're Eagles, excuse me, you are an Eastern Conference fan, you are a Pistons fan like me, a Pacers fan, Miami Heat fan, maybe you like them Cavs, they got you covered. Maybe you West Coast, maybe you like the Mavericks, the Nuggets, the Warriors, the Clippers, the Lake Show, the Lakers, baby, the Thunder, they got you covered. The only thing they ask you to do is do it by 12/23 and put in the promo code NBA free for free shipping on all orders over $99. Go ahead, do it. Go to SamShowNation.com on the current promotions page. Click that NBA store link and get the NBA Fanatic everything they will want this Christmas. Not to be outdone, but the good folks at NFLShop.com says, hey, we know it's Christmas. Hey, we got two games on Christmas Day, and we also offer free delivery by the 23rd on all orders over $99. NFLShop.com says you can order it now. Only thing they want you to do is go to SamShowNation.com. You click that link, anything over $99, you can order it now and get it by the 23rd by putting, you got to do it right now though, and when you at checkout, put in the offer code FINAL. That is FINAL, FINAL, as in this is your last chance to get it before Christmas. Hey, maybe you like the Falcons. Maybe you like the Steelers. Maybe you're a Lions fan. Maybe you're a Patriots fan. Maybe you like those Raiders. They letting you know that this is your last chance. Anything over $99 at NFLShop.com. Put in the offer code FINAL at checkout. You may want to hurry up because this ends very soon. So go ahead and get everything for the NFL Fanatic in your life. Hey, Christmas is here. And one thing about Christmas is you got to get out of here. Maybe you don't want to deal with the people. Maybe you saw who coming over your house and you need to get over there. Maybe you want to spend time with family. The best way we acknowledge all of this is go to SamShowNation.com. You hit that booking.com link and you can explore the booking possibilities. Every destination that you can get to, everything that you need. Maybe my procrastinators, maybe my last minute. You can share the love of travel and get inspired by over 1 million. Yeah, I said it. 1 million properties worldwide. You go ahead and do it. You can discover different places within the United States and abroad. You can do it, and they have at least 42 different languages to help you out. Depending on if you speak the language, maybe you're going wherever they need to go. But you want to find deals for any season, and you may want to find some last-minute travel deals. The only thing we ask you to do is go to SamShowNation.com, and you hit that booking.com, like booking.com, booking.yeah. So please go to booking.com via SamShowNation.com. Hurry up. Your family wants to see you, or maybe this is your last chance to get away from them. You could do it via booking.com, via booking.yeah. These people have been crushing it all year. And this sponsor, the good folks at Walmart, the good folks at Walmart, no, you ain't got that much time. Maybe you procrastinated, maybe you waited to the last minute, but they know the ultimate gift guide for all the people that you got. They want you to rock this Christmas with this gift guide. Maybe the person you getting a gift for loves tech. Maybe it's a person who is a hobbyist. They handy. Maybe it's a homemaker. Maybe you're just looking for some last-minute stocking stuffers. Maybe you're looking for something for him or her. You didn't expect those people to come over your party. Walmart got you covered. The only thing we ask you to do is go to SamShowNation.com. You click that Walmart link, and you get that ultimate gift guide, and you can rock their holiday with everything that they have at Walmart. Whether it be last minute, maybe you planned this out. Maybe you didn't expect this person. They got you covered, and they offer free in-store pickup. Actually, with the pickup discount, they charge you a little bit less. Go to SamShowNation.com. You click that link. You can order it. They have free shipping on all 2-day free shipping, depending on where you are, and they have the pickup discount. So you can pick that gift up at your friendly neighborhood Walmart. The only thing they ask you to do is go to samshownation.com. You click that Walmart link, and you go to their ultimate gift guide. And when you go to the ultimate gift guide, they got you covered for all your last-minute gifts and or stocking stuffers. So please, go to samshownation.com, click that Walmart link, and shop as you normally would. Hurry up, you don't have a lot of time left. And lastly, and certainly not leastly, the granddaddy of them all, Amazon.com. Yes, Amazon has everything from A to Z. Amazon, no, you got 2 days left, but they offer 2-day free shipping with Prime. So you can get your holiday deals within the nick of time. Maybe you want that person. Maybe you had a last minute person. Maybe you want to get a watch. Maybe they have that one gift that you couldn't find nowhere else. They got you covered. Hey, maybe they got some stocking stuffers for under $20. I know they do. I'm telling you. They want you to go to samshownation.com. You click that banner on the homepage and current promotions page. You could get those stocking stuffers. And you can get them in time for the last-minute deals, the last-minute gifts. And if you got a Prime account, you can get a Prime account. You get 2-day free shipping. But the only deal is, this is your last chance. You may want to get this right now. Go to samshownation.com. You click that Amazon link, and you have everything you need ready for Christmas. So, that's pretty much what I got right now. What we're going to do, we're going to reset these mics, talk to my man BK. Tosh is in the building. We're going to jump into this podcast. I will see you guys in about 90 seconds. This is Just Talk With Sam Podcast, y'all. Just Talk With Sam Podcast. Put your name on it. You don't talk about it. Be about it.
I don't know this till like right now. Seriously.
Tune, y'all.
But it's obvious, if the audience listening, we never write this out.
Oh man, alright, we back! One thing I can say.
I'm ready for this.
Hold on, we don't wait all night for that.
Yeah,
right. We'll wait, I got the text. You got the text like I got
He's
the text.
Coming?
But one thing, let's lighten the mood. Let's lighten the mood. He right. will be here.
Okay.
Well, we don't lighten the mood because I gotta have these conversations with you because I don't think I'm gonna see you after I say this shit.
Come on.
Alright.
Is it that bad?
Oh, is that good?
Okay.
Because we in the. Alright, look, we all know Star Wars. Is on us. We know this. You saw the trailers.
May the force be with you.
You are you know what? No. No.
Where's Marlene at?
You are pretending.
Marlene still do that. No. I tell that bit.
But I know. I know. Is there, look, here it is. You like Star Wars. Now, by the release of this recording, we would have seen the movie, right? We will keep episode 8. Me and you,
nothing's stopping me.
Nothing's stopping me
at all.
No,
to go see this movie.
Now that's why I say I'm not gonna see you again because you probably won't see me again because of the perceived success of this movie and the next one. Right?
Okay.
They're not stopping the saga. No. We ain't stopping at 9. They gonna start.
I hope
three.
I hate that they called it the Last Jedi.
Dude, they gonna start 3 more movies.
Oh, so you just hear this new shit to you.
That is new shit to me.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know that.
So there's going to be 3 more Star Wars movies, but they're going to make the movies for their Disney streaming service. So you ain't even got to go to the theater. It's going to come straight to your house.
This isn't like a Netflix thing.
Yes, it's Netflix, but it's all Disney properties. Disney, I don't know if you've been paying attention, they bought up Marvel. Disney bought up... now they're about to buy up Fox.
So would it be in context of the Clone Wars? Like, you know...
The way they did
Hal Jordan and
like, to some degree, but these new movies...
Because if you look at it...
Will take place...
If you look at it, the way they did the cartoon Star Wars...
Yeah.
Is not off-base
It's not all. And that's what
these Neither are is Green Lantern.
And that's what these are going to be.
That's rather better than the movies.
And that's what these are going to be. But it's going to be for their streaming service at home. But now that you got that streaming service... Because I'm saying this out loud because I don't think I'll see you again after I tell you all this shit. Now, we talked about Runaways on Hulu, right? Off mic.
It depends on what you believe.
I'm talking about Marvel Runaways. All
right.
And I've been watching a couple episodes of that. Like, we talked about The Gifted.
Oh, that's on point.
It's on point that like a song, bitch.
That's on point. I love The Gifted.
But now they're doing Runaways because it was 2 classes with The Gifted. The Gifted is supposed to be the new X-Men, right?
Right.
Now, the Runaways are like the new Avengers, new other side of it.
That's random Marvel characters.
I'm not gonna bullshit you. As growing up, I got the books of the Runaways, and I wasn't fucking with it at first. But these are the kids of the villains in the Marvel universe.
Now that you said that, here we go.
Yeah, I got a question. It's the shit.
I got a question for you. Now. I want to see what you think.
Okay.
Is it evident? I'm not talking about Silver Surfer or what's the girl? The Witch.
Scarlet Witch.
I'm talking about them. I said, I'm thinking, can you see the child of Magneto?
Oh.
The third. Because there is a third.
Yes.
Can you see that one in this one?
In Runaways, no. But if he makes a cameo.
You really can't see it?
Hold on. In Runaways, how Runaways is being shaped. Spoiler, if you haven't seen Runaways, sorry.
I am personally about to spoil the shit.
Here's the deal with Runaways.
What's up?
Runaways are a specific group of villains. Now, can this person show up in the Runaways? Yes. Hard, yes. But the way they're shaping it, granted, we only a few episodes in it, so they're going to stay true to the real story of the Runaways. Right. But if this goes, let's say season 2, season 3, oh, I can totally see that happen. Because the Runaways is such a good story because the whole point of it is the kids was like, hey, y'all tried to do that evil shit. Not us. Y'all fucked. Not us. I'm here.
Not according to Civil War at all.
But this isn't. The Runaways is in a timeline during Civil War.
But I'm saying.
So the parents never had the chance.
I get that.
Okay.
And they don't even know, like.
What could happen.
Like. Take Magneto for instance. He don't even know he got kids. So let's
hold on. But wait. That goes back to like the show Charles Xavier Kid. Now I watched that over summer.
Right.
He didn't even know.
But what I'm saying is like Silver Surfer, not Silver Surfer. I keep saying Silver Surfer.
Magneto. I know you don't. Silver Samurai.
No.
Silver Fox.
Okay, we got Scarlet Witch. Scarlet's brother is who?
Quicksilver.
Quicksilver. That's what I'm talking about. Quicksilver. Okay, Magneto is not aware of them.
Right. Well, no, he knows he has kids. He's not aware
of Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch.
No, he does know. In the books, he knows of them.
My point is this.
He doesn't know of their kids.
Where we are right now in cinema.
Okay. No.
Ian McKellen is not aware of that right now.
Ian McKellen has not. He knows he fucked. That's as far as it went. Okay, I'm with that. However, with the Disney merger that I talked about, all of this could be tied together.
And my point was, is that what I love so much about this?
It could. They can have fun with this. And when you put something out on a TV show versus a movie, you get a little bit more liberties. You can play around with it, and you can have more fun with it.
Yeah.
Now, this is where I don't think I'm going to see you until 2018. All right. Well, you don't owe me money, so I can say this since Amazon, as of pretty much right now, is officially making a Lord of the Rings TV series. Why did you instinctively grab your keys? It's set in Middle Earth. It is new storylines based on the movies.
From when?
So this timeline will be through Fellowship of the Ring, through the Two Towers, and through all of this will happen in the meantime of those. Yep. So
there's nothing happening between
not The Hobbit. This is after The Hobbit.
Because The Hobbit, like,
alright, like, you watch Fellowship, right?
If what's the J.R. what?
R.R. Tolkien.
Yeah.
Tolkien.
If he would have put that, like, the Hobbit and
it should have went Hobbit, Fellowship, Two Towers, then the last one.
Is it too late for me to watch Lord of the Rings?
Yep. Yep, that is the correct response.
I want to watch it. That and Harry Potter.
I really think.
You know what? You don't look over there.
Sam, you didn't watch Lord of the Rings like that, did you?
In the world of sci-fi, you want to handle this?
No, that's your wife. You should handle it.
Here's what I said.
Randy, you seem upset.
Okay, excuse me. I have banned my wife from Star Wars. She can't. She.
I tried to watch the last one. That was wrong.
She tried to watch episode 7.
No, what's the last one?
Like, episode 7.
Are we talking about, like, what just happened? No, that's episode.
Not Rogue One.
No.
Kylo.
You got to watch from Tatooine Luke.
I know.
Did y'all hear me?
Yeah, I heard you. And you ain't saying nothing wrong, brother. Everything you just said was 100% right.
You seem upset, Brandon. Like,
the same amount of energy that you are giving is the same amount of energy I gave. But you know who's into it? My son.
Charles is the reason I turned it on.
My son did this. Daddy. And he said, after watching episode 7, my man is 4 years old. You know what he said? Is this more? 4 years old. He said, there's more of this, isn't it?
No. I mean.
And I said, yes. To a 4 year old.
Both of my boys aren't Star Wars.
Keep in mind, 4 years old. He said, actually, there's more to this, isn't it?
Actually, my sons, I don't know about yours, but my sons are at a disadvantage because they've been watching the cartoon Clone Wars.
Okay.
So,
it's a good gateway into it.
Here's the thing with Charles. Like, I have this thing where I'll sit down and watch a classic movie with him.
Can I ask a question? Hold on.
This week we watched Coming to America. That was a classic movie. I had to sit down and watch a movie with him. I like to have good cultured children. If he wants to watch Star Wars, by all means, I would love to get into Star Wars. I want to see what everybody's talking about. I am almost 33 years old and I have not seen the Star Wars movie. Where you going, Brandon?
Yep. And everything he's doing is correct. Everything he's doing is correct.
I'm about to leave.
Hold on, but wait. I got one more thing for you to leave. One more news story. Because everything you're saying is correct. Your feelings, I can't.
I am open to watch.
I can't accentuate those more.
I'm open to watch it. I would like to watch
it. I can't.
No.
I see. I am going to just change the subject.
Indulge me. No.
We cannot now.
Because
we cannot.
The look you shot her
cannot
was justified.
What? Y'all look now.
It was justified.
That's like me sitting down and saying, did y'all see all the 50 Shades of Grey movies and read the books?
What a why. Hold on. I got this.
I'm not comparing the two. I'm just saying, like, I won't look at y'all crazy if y'all didn't.
Well, no, why you can't look at us crazy? Because those movies didn't affect pop culture the way Star Wars did. Now, hold on. Before you take off, I will say this.
Are you just going to smoke or are you going?
No, none. He already said he out of here. But what I will say this. Before you get out of here, I got some good news. Indeed. You know they bringing back Star Wars. Excuse me. Well, obviously they're bringing back Star Wars, but you know they're bringing back the Twilight Zone, and the person is starting January.
Oh, now he wants to stay.
Hold on, starting January, they will bring back the Twilight Zone to CBS, and they've tried many times and they didn't work out the way they did. But the person they got running it now, I got more faith in than anyone else outside of Rod Sterling.
Okay.
Outside of Rod Sterling.
Okay. You brought me back with that.
Okay.
You brought me back with that.
They got Jordan Peele running it. Jordan Peele, fresh off Get Out.
Yeah.
Because.
Get Out could be a Twilight Zone episode.
Yes, it could. Now, here's what's interesting about Get Out. Get Out, because of the fame and everything from that, they want Jordan Peele to make it more modern day. That they that are doing sense. And competing with Black Mirror that also will be coming out. You ready for this?
Oh, there's nothing in there.
Black Mirror, right?
You there's unless Rod Sterling get up out the grave, there's no competing with Black Mirror at all.
I'm glad you said that because you can make your own comparison starting the release date for Black Mirror season 4 will be December 29th.
Netflix.
And yeah, I'm Netflix. Saying this to you, like, when I say this to you, I know everything I just said. I'm not going to see you for a minute. Yeah, because I just.
That political pig episode
is still number one. You know what the best one is? The best one to me.
Contact Lens. That was mine.
The cheating. That was good. That was good. But the one that fucks with me the most, because I know it can happen. The one about social media.
Oh, yes.
You had to live your life.
And then at the end, she goes to jail and they meet the black guy.
Yes.
And they both cuss each other out and the episode go off.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yes.
Because that can happen. I like what's up with
San Junipero.
San Junipero can happen.
San Junipero is the one about
when they die.
When they die. And you can pick your own heaven. You can pick your own hell.
And they make heaven on earth and then
lesbian.
Okay, cool. Yeah. The one to me that seems to be most like.
Oh, but the pig episode could happen.
Oh, nigga, that could have happened years ago.
Yeah.
But my thing, that the one that can most happen like most now is the text episode, like you said. And then the one where the guy is. They both trapped in the cabin. And he tells a story on why he's there.
I'm almost certain that did happen. I think that's truth. That was a Christmas episode.
That one.
I'm almost certain that happened.
And then they're able to make everything computerized and bring, like, the consciousness of a person.
The consciousness of a person to get a truth out of them that they did some shit.
Yeah.
I'm almost certain with that.
And then when he came back alive, nobody could see him, but he could still be alive?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, if that don't happen, I'm a little upset.
Oh, yeah.
So Black Mirror.
Oh, man. I can't wait for that.
I've seen the preview of it.
December 29th.
I've seen the
preview. Like, December 29th.
There's
like,
something else coming out December 29th, too.
I don't really give a fuck.
You know, it drops on my birthday. Second installment to the second season of The Ranch. All
right. Well, you better appreciate it, because...
I know.
Occurred to the last podcast, you know, my man's still fighting for his job. Yeah, I know. I know. Here we go. And with the magic of the pause button, we are back. It seemed like half a second to you guys is probably an eternity, you know, to us. But audio problems. My man BK, he's on the phone. Hopefully Ike shows up, but
We was talking about your boy Danny Masterson in the ranch. I don't want to go down that road.
You know, I got feelings.
We did a lot of that in the other podcast, and trust me, something tells me
I'm very passionate.
We will be talking about other sexual predators and the fallout.
Stop saying that word.
Something tells me
this is not Chris Hansen. Look, saying sexual predator.
Here, but before we do,
don't get it twisted.
Hold on, but before we do, I'm pretty sure we could dedicate another show to that because something tells me somebody else is going to do some other, or somebody else going to do some shit. But one thing I would like to talk about is just an industry of stand-up people. Mm-hmm. No one doing anything creepy. No one has done anything. Also in the news were the music industry. You know, bunch of upstanding people there. Nobody doing anything like that. I know we just crushed it for about Netflix and talking about what's coming up. And I got a lot of more on top of that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the 2018 Grammy nominations were made.
Mm-hmm.
And
a lot of black.
How you want to approach this? Because it's five ways I want to approach this.
I feel like I'm going to approach it one way right now. Right. I feel like it's called Grammy reparations.
Mm. Go on.
And when I say Grammy reparations, I mean as a sense of we've been snubbed for years at the Golden Globes.
Golden Globes. Black people kick ass at the Golden Globes.
Let me take them off the table because I forgot about Orange is the New Black. So Golden Globes,
Scandal.
I'm gonna take them off. I'm giving one.
Get Out.
About all of the Golden Globes.
Yeah, we went bad at the Globes. How to Get Away with Murder.
But them darn was the Emmys,
we kick ass at the Emmys too.
What's the other ones? I can't think. The Oscars.
Oscars. We take. Yeah, yeah.
Those awards. We even kicked butt at the SAG Awards.
Alright, here's the ones we don't.
So
CMAs.
The Oscars.
Not a lot of black dudes. Darius Rucker, hold it down. That is all.
Who else?
Hootie.
Chuck Berry.
No.
Chuck Berry wrote that between country and rock and roll line.
No, that, well, yeah, but you got Darius Rucker. This is going to bother me. But anyway, continue. It's not a lot of us.
When I say reparations, that's what I'm talking about. We're not treated fairly at a lot of the award shows, and hence us having to get things like the BET Awards and so forth and so on, Soul Train Awards, Image Awards, Lady of Soul, blah, 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 so forth and so on. So people look at us like, when we have to create our own lane, we're always looked at sideways. So now the Grammys is getting wind. Like, hey, who guess those black people are pretty dope? So let's make it up to them. We're going to give them all black people in this one category.
Well, yeah.
The top category has all black people except for one.
Well, to the people who don't know, because we're speaking in generalities, yes. The Academy nominated 4 minority performers for Album of the Year.
That's, and one white person was a Halsey.
I can read the report.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm.
Tying the record, Album of the Year, the contenders include Kendrick Lamar,
mm-hmm,
for Damn, Jay-Z with 444,
mm-hmm,
Bruno Mars with
Okay,
and Childish Gambino.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we see who you're rooting for. That has been the most minority nominee since 2005.
Okay.
And those guys, back in 2005, was Ray Charles, Kanye West, Usher, and Alicia Keys. Before that, the Academy has never nominated more than 3 non-white performers in Album of the Year. Now, that's a stride. That's a huge stride because, kind of what you said, now, knowing what we know, out of those people for Album of the Year, Kendrick Lamar,
mm-hmm,
Jay-Z, Bruno Mars, and Childish Gambino, right?
Mm-hmm.
Out of those 4, let's say all 4 of them. I know other people.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you think taking it?
Bruno Mars.
For Album of the Year?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He had the biggest album this year, I think.
Now, I would give him Record of the Year.
I would give him Album of the Year. Have you heard the whole CD?
Yes, I have.
All right.
I like yours. See, I'm torn on this because my head says Jay-Z.
But
my Kendrick. My heart says Kendrick.
If it's not Bruno,
I like probably,
who's the fourth person? Who's the fifth person on the list?
Childish Gambino.
No. It's the fifth person, a white girl.
I was just talking about.
I want to know who's the fifth person. Then I can.
I am trying my best not to look it up.
Well, I'm going to look it up.
Yeah, go ahead. While you do that, but look,
was it album of the year?
444. Here's my deal with 444. I like 444. 444 was the shit. But one thing, and I want to credit my man Mike Rapaport.
Lord. I thought it was Halsey. Lord.
I like Lord album. You ain't beating those four. Sorry, Lord.
24K Magic was such a dope album. He got a whole live TV special from it. Kendrick Lamar, man, though, that album, like, he's still tuning out hits from that album.
But
so,
here go the thing.
And I still haven't listened to 444 album.
All right.
So I can't judge that.
I could judge it because 444 is a great album. Mm-hmm. It's a learning album. I feel way better about myself, and I want to be a better person after listening to the album.
All right.
However, Kendrick Lamar, like, when I say I credit Rapaport, he said, your album got to have smackers, bangers. Now, the deal with Jay-Z is, I got to listen to that album as a whole. It's a narrative.
Yeah, I tried to go in and, like, me personally, I listened
to, track.
The first two songs, and I'm like, all right. But me, like, I'm not the mood I'm in. I don't think I could sit down and listen to one rap album, like a whole rap album. Like the thing with Kendrick's album, for instance. He put out, first was Be Humble. And I'm like, okay. At first, I didn't like Be Humble. At first, I did not like
Sit this. Down. Be Humble.
I didn't like it at first. Then I'm like, it kind of grew on me. I'm like, all right, I like the song now. Then he came out with, what's the second song? Not Loyalty.
DNA.
DNA. DNA was, I was like, all right, I got this. Then Loyalty. You know I love me some Rihanna.
And there we go.
You got me with Rihanna.
That's what I said. I'm split.
And then the new song you got, Love Me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that, yeah. So I'm like, all right, Kendrick, if it ain't Bruno, I pick Kendrick.
My head says Jay-Z. My heart.
None against Donald Glover.
Hey, I like Donald Glover album, but the only thing I got is Stay Woke.
Yeah. I haven't listened to the whole CD, the Fairly.
I've listened to the whole CD, and it was good, but.
Like, when you get me, is the whole thing with what I rather I feel you should win. Me personally, I'm not a part of the academy or whatever that chooses these people.
Right.
But my viewpoint on it is, if I can tune on your first, if you get me from the first track, like Bruno's album, Clear Cut.
Oh, God.
Stop. I'm giving examples.
It's Bruno. Come on, man.
When I turned on 24K Magic, I did not stop listening to the last track.
You know what?
And I can literally sing every song on the album.
And that, you know, in a weird way, that turned me off of that album.
Huh.
Because I heard it too much. Since I heard it so much, I'm done with it. I'm just kind of like, all right, man. All right, we
then,
get it.
And then our baby. Oh.
Yeah. Then the kids.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, you can't take.
Like, we
can't
just
tell
got
Charles
off.
Nothing about Bruno.
We just got him off of Juju off that beat.
And just got him off of that.
And then we go into Bruno. It's like,
you ain't even walked down the 21 Savage rabbit hole with Charles, have you?
I really don't, man. At this
but,
point,
you know, he I like Charles because he likes, he's like
he's
us.
He's a child.
He's like us. He doesn't like one type of song. He likes. He listens to a rock song. Like, when he was, like, two, you had him listening to Dave Grohl and
Yeah, Foo Fighters.
So, it's like, he's listened to a combination of albums. So, like, I'm not
Are we judging this based off a child?
Yes, I actually am, because I look at what y'all, I honestly pay attention to what he listens to and what he enjoys. He loves Kendrick Lamar, like, the Loyalty song, and he loves Be Humble. Like, Charles loves the Kendrick Lamar.
Okay.
So.
I mean. We'll see, man. All right.
What I'm saying is, I can't fairly judge Jay-Z CD because I haven't listened to it.
Okay. And you got time, I think.
I do.
The Grammys are.
I can't sit down and listen to a whole rap album. Like Chris Brown's album is 40 freaking songs.
Yeah, y'all, no.
I have to listen to that in shifts. That is a work week.
Yeah. Like, no. But he's excluded because I think the cutoff, I don't think Chris Brown made the cutoff. Mm-hmm. NERD didn't make the cutoff. And I'm glad we're talking about people making the cutoff. Because one thing I noticed about the Grammys is another thing. Mm-hmm. The snubs. It was people who got in and people who didn't.
Okay.
Now, how you want to start this? Let's go with the people who got in. Let's talk about the people who got in. We'll talk about, and then we'll talk about the people who got played to the left.
All right.
The people who got in, SZA. Now, I like that album. Shout out to SZA. That was a damn good album.
Dope album.
Side Chick Anthem of the Year. If that's a category, you won, SZA.
It's the song is about sad chicks, but it's really not about sad chicks.
The Weeknd.
Yeah,
get the fuck out of here.
You have to listen to it. It's not that she's proud of being a side chick.
It's not about proud
but
being
a
side chick.
You're not going to put it on me.
Yeah.
You ain't put it on me.
Still a side chick anthem. Nah. It's the side chicks. Here's what it is. You know what it is? It is the side chicks version of "We're not going to take it." No, we're not going to take
it. The only one that made a side chick anthem. Hold
on, wait.
Beloved Whitney Houston made a side chick anthem.
Hold on,
and
wait.
Nobody said nothing.
Hold on, wait. It's not "We're not going to take it" side chick anthem. It's her side chick. "We didn't start the fire. We didn't start the fire." Shout out Billy Joel. The fire was good. Oh my God. You don't know Billy Joel's "We Didn't Start the Fire." Your face just went "We Didn't Start the Fire" by Billy Joel.
Mm-hmm.
Man, get the f- seriously.
Why are you looking at me? Why are you judging?
I am that. Wow. I'm just, excuse me, you've never heard "We Didn't Start the Fire" by Billy Joel? Just yes or no question.
No.
Alright, Facebook poll. We are putting this up. Should she be shamed?
No. You,
Sam Show Nation.
What you fail to realize about me is that I know so many songs. And over my whole life, I had to learn so many songs. So I have to compartmentalize stuff. I may have heard it, but it's not like something I can recall right quick. And I may think about it later, oh yeah, I do know that song. So it's just like, I know so many freaking songs, Sam. It's just hard for me. You never had to sing somebody's choir and memorize songs.
Yeah, but I was a music manager at fucking media play. I didn't remember a lot.
You had to learn lyrics and melodies and all that stuff. So I got a lot of songs in my head.
I'm just gonna move on.
But yeah.
But another surprise is apparently all you had to do was die this year. Ooh. And you got an instant Grammy nomination.
Okay.
Two of my favorites, Leonard Cohen and Chris Cornell, they mm-hmm. got Grammy nods because
posthumously
nominations, and well deserved by both artists. First of all, favorite song by Leonard Cohen is "Nevermind," which is essentially a poem, and yes, it was the theme song to True Detective season 2. You know, the season we don't acknowledge. Yeah, the season we don't acknowledge. They had a cool ass theme song, but. After that, we just
nothing's cooler than that theme song. But what's the guy's name? What's the name of that stupid show?
What the fuck?
The show he was watching about the murder. The guy that bought the sandwich and was trying to murder people.
Oh, okay. What you're talking about? Jesus, it took me.
Was it the heavies?
No, it's the Eels. Fresh Blood. That's the name of the song.
No.
Wow.
That's the best way I could describe it. Don't do it.
All right. Here go two people. One, I'm like, what the fuck? The other one, I'm like, okay, you do deserve a Grammy. One of the surprises were Imagine Dragons. And I say what the fuck on that because...
Charles loves that song.
Here's the deal with Imagine Dragons. I like Imagine Dragons.
They yell a lot. I like them. They yell a lot.
Here's why Imagine Dragons. Lightning and the thunder. All right, here's the deal with Imagine Dragons.
You have to do that after everything.
Let me break down Imagine Dragons right now. It's legitimately the same song. Look, I rock with Imagine Dragons, and I pray that they get on this podcast and I can look at them right in their face. All their catalog is exactly the same shit. Can you name another Imagine Dragons song?
I'm waking up.
Radioactive. It's the same shit. Maybe it's something with my ears, but it's the same fucking song.
No, it's not. Radioactive was like lit, like radioactive. Lightning and the thunder.
Now here goes somebody else that should have made it.
I'm listening.
Portugal the Man. That shit was all right. Portugal the Man, pretty much, after listening to him, he has revolutionized, like, I don't want to say revolutionized. He reawakened what I like about alternative music.
Portugal the Man, like, they deserve everything they should get with this. Now, here's another surprise. Apparently, you didn't have to make music this year to be nominated for a Grammy, so I'm waiting on ours for the podcast.
Did the podcast get a Grammy nominations?
I'm going to name some non-musical nominees of people.
Spoken word and such?
Spoken word, okay. Yeah. Bernie Sanders, Carrie Fisher, Neil deGrasse Tyson, Dave Chappelle, Jerry Seinfeld, Sarah Silverman, and Kevin Hart. One more. Seth MacFarlane.
That's not uncommon.
All jumped in with the,
the non-musical shit.
Yeah, that's not uncommon.
It's not uncommon, but I'm like, okay. Like, Bernie got one, but I'm like...
Didn't Bernie win one last year?
No, he didn't. I think Hillary got one. Either way, good shit on them. Now, here go the fight. I'm ready. The snubs. People, they said, nah, we straight.
I didn't hear Rihanna name one time.
I'm finna name the hard people. And a few of these I can defend. Mm-hmm. Some of these, y'all just gotta come with bigger shit. Alright, here go the list. I just want to hear your thoughts on this person. Just knee-jerk response. Okay?
I'm listening.
Taylor Swift. Knee-jerk? Nothing?
No.
You don't give a shit?
No.
Reputation? You weren't feeling it? I like Taylor. You weren't feeling it?
I like Taylor. I just, like, I'm still stuck on last album, Taylor. Like, bad blood.
But she killed her! If you listen to Reputation, she's like, oh, the old Taylor's dead. So,
man, she bought a new booty. We get it.
So here go my deal with Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift, you deserve to sit the fuck down on this one. Not sit your ass down, award winner. On this one, your shit ain't sweet, man. This is what the Grammys are saying. They're like, look, times are changing. And you...
She should have pulled in Adele.
I'm listening. What is it going to do?
Adele go back. She get in her bag or her closet.
See, that's the thing.
Whatever. Adele go away for 3-4 years, come back, kill him.
But here go the deal with Taylor Swift. Awards. Taylor Swift tried to do that. Taylor Swift, now rumored, she get with somebody, date them. They get down.
She got the Black Widow thing.
Then when she's done, she writes songs about it.
Black Widow.
Okay. But the last person was Tom Hiddleston. Motherfucking Loki. Yeah. Loki for the... And I'm tying it back to the conversation with BK, who's still on the fucking phone. That must... Look at him. That must be an exciting conversation. I don't know what the fuck. Either he owes somebody money, he getting out of it. I don't know what's happening over there. Alright, fuck it. When you get with Taylor Swift, she's gonna write a song about you. So motherfucking Loki was like, I rolled the dice. So he rolled the dice, and apparently either Loki was that goddamn interesting. We know the formula.
Like he ain't no spring chicken. Okay.
Here's one thing we can't say.
Tom Hiddleston is what, 42? Every bit of 45?
So what? The deal is, I believe the record industry said, hey, we peep game. Come some bigger shit. Mm-hmm. We can all agree there.
You can't just date people and make them your muse for your music.
There we go. Another person who got like played to the left. Hmm. I cannot believe I'm going to defend this man, Drake.
Huh?
Drake Knee jerk response. What you got?
And we're basing it off of
the Academy. The Academy.
No, the CD. The last music.
Yeah.
Put out. What was that? What was the name of the darn CD? What is the name of that? The woman he's on top of the Toronto. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Views.
Now, I love Drake.
Mm-hmm.
I do love Drake. I think that album was put out so long ago that we kind of forgot about it. Mm. Not in a negative way. It's not on our fresh. We've been listening to Views for a year now.
Mm-hmm.
So, had Drake put out something else or another single, like To the Max. To the Max got outshined because that's him and DJ Khaled.
Mm-hmm.
It got outshined by Wild Thoughts, which is mm-hmm. Rihanna. So had they not put out Wild Thoughts, I think Drake could have made it with To the Max.
Now here's my knee jerk response. Now I like Drake. I feel weird about defending him on this. I'm not on the super fan
world. You're not Tasha. Drake loves.
But here's what I'll say about Drake and this album. I believe, and this is a belief, I would mm-hmm. love to sit across from Drake and have this conversation. My man, you need to just put an album full on of singles. I need you to take a page out of Missy Elliott, because Drake shit, I've been saying this for years. You can research this podcast. You go back. Drake shit is the hottest when he's the special guest on somebody else's song.
No, that's not true. Cause that then To the Max would have did.
That's kind of my point. Whose album was that? That was Khaled, not his. That's what I'm saying. If Drake is the guest, the song would be the shit. If it's his album,
mm-hmm.
it just kind of falls by the wayside. We've seen this so many times. So I say, just take a year, take a page from Missy Elliott. When Missy would recruit motherfuckers to be on the song with her, and you would just have an album of straight up bangers with minimal effort. And I guarantee goddamn to you, you're going to get the praise for it. It's the Missy Elliott School of Recording. Name me a Missy Elliott song that didn't have a special guest that got some acclaim. Name me one.
What's the name song? Pussy Don't Fail Me Now.
Lil Mo was on that.
No, she was not. That's all Missy Elliott. I got a
son. Nah, Lil Mo was on that one, dog.
Nobody else. Me and only me.
Nah.
Yes, that's Lil Mo. Lil Mo.
Name another.
Oh yeah, she is on it. She had to
eat. There you go. I told you. It took you a second, didn't it?
Let me double check.
It's the Missy Elliott School of Recording.
He's on for
me. Yeah, Lil Mo was on that. I'm just saying, Drake. That's just one humble podcaster's opinion. Next snub. Now, knee jerk reaction. I know I'm finna hear it from you. I'm finna just put down my headset, put down my microphone, let you go. Yeah, sure. Snubbed.
Yeah, that.
Where you at?
Come on, Shape of You. Niggas was singing Shape of You. Niggas.
Hey, you heard what I said.
Was
man.
Singing Shape of You.
I'm chilling, man.
Sam. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm in love.
Knee jerk reaction.
Come on now. It's Ed Ginger Sheeran.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all don't do him like that. Ed Sheeran is a musical genius.
Here's what I will
enjoy
say.
Ed Sheeran. They should not have done that.
Here's my response. Straight up with Ed Sheeran. I don't know why they snub you. I don't have an answer. Apparently you do, because you went out immediately and got Beyonce on the next album.
Smart.
So you ain't no dumbass. Keep doing what you're doing. Alright, this one, Jason Isbell.
I don't even know nothing about him.
I take this one. Jason, man, the only thing I can say about Jason Isbell, I don't know why you got snubbed. You shouldn't have. People may not be down with your form of country, that pop country, hip hop, or whatever you want to call it. I just think you need to keep doing what you're doing, and people need to wake up to you. I think that's a position on them, mm-hmm. not you. Mm-hmm. So I guess this one hurt my heart. I want to see your knee jerk reaction, because I'm about to stand at the altar for this one.
I'm listening.
Tribe Called Quest. You can take that one.
I won't take that one because I didn't listen to the CD.
Oh, get the fuck out of here!
I am a Q-Tip fan.
Okay.
Thank Fat
Prince. All right, fine. Let me just take your time. Tribe Called Quest was a motherfucking tragedy in the hip-hop community. If y'all can't get nothing, so let me get this straight with Tribe Called Quest. Oh, so y'all good enough to perform on the Grammy stage with me and my good friend Lisa Lampanelli. We talked about that. It hit our hearts. It hit our hearts. I'm not even sure if Lisa Lampanelli listened to hip-hop like that, but my man gone, Fife Dog. Oh, but y'all good enough to recruit Busta Rhymes so they can perform, but y'all not good enough to get the Grammys, you know, nomination? Man, get the fuck out of here. So that means y'all listen to the album, y'all approve the album, y'all think this shit is cool. First of all, favorite songs off that, just knee-jerk reaction, Space Program, alright, first of all, Tribe Called Quest not only should have gotten a Grammy, not, they should have, they fit a lot of categories. Posthumous, they fit fucking, apparently since you're giving it to dead guys, posthumous, they fit hip-hop. Tribe Called Quest, thank you for your service, we got it from here, was better than at least 80% of the motherfuckers who released the album this year. I said it. If you are a hip-hop artist, and you looked at, thank you for your service, we got it from here, and you thought this was trash, please retire your microphone. You can no longer wear Jordans. We don't claim you. You done. Thank you for your service. That boom bap. That. Everything you need. Okay. Let me break down Tribe album. Thank you for your service. We got it from here. We talked earlier about Jay-Z's 444. We talked about Kendrick Lamar. We talked about all of that. And those were good albums. Those were conscious albums. It made you introspective. It made you think about yourself. It made you want to be a better person. But Tribe's album was a complete hip-hop album. That is my review. If you want a review from that, that was, you had the look internally, look at your community, look at the world, you got the boom bap, you could play songs in your car. We the People? Hold on, wait. I talked about Space Program, but We the People. If you can listen to We the People and we don't nominate you for shit, fuck y'all.
Are you okay. You done?
Honestly, this could be a whole hour.
I'm sure it could.
We the People, you don't even have to put out a whole album. The Space Program and We the People is murdering at least 80% of the motherfuckers who put out an album this year. Just those two songs.
Are you finished?
That hurt my head. That hurt my head because, oh, so they good enough to perform for y'all. They get the crowd hype for y'all. Me and Lisa Lampanelli. Let me walk you down. Let me walk you down podcast where it affect me personally.
I'm
listening. Me and Lisa Lampanelli. Now, 2017 has been pretty good to me. And we got a chance to do a lot of cool stuff that we do with this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go back to that interview with me and Lisa Lampanelli, it was turning into a run-of-the-mill, hey, we're going to interview this person, we're going to do this, we're going to, hey, let's plug some dates, high five, shake hands. But if you go back mm-hmm. and listen to that first interview with Lisa Lampanelli when we talked about Tribe Called Quest, you saw a friendship get made there, a kinship. You saw, like, something spark, like, oh, shit, you're into them too? And that spawned cool things based on that one performance at the Grammys, right?
Okay.
Let alone the music itself. So me and this woman, perfect strangers, can be united in a song. You think that don't have an effect on nobody else?
It should. That's why I want to know who be voting. Not, I mean, I can't judge the Tribe
It make you Quest. Wonder. It does make you wonder.
I can't judge the Tribe Called Quest album fairly because I have not listened to it. I said fairly.
Okay.
So I'm not going to say anything.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to save all my Tribe Called Quest. You can listen to Q-Tip. If you go online, Q-Tip had a few things to say about that shit.
I heard what he had to say.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I'm with him. I'm with Tip on this one. Okay. Next person who got snubbed, Cardi B. Go ahead.
Cardi B didn't get snubbed?
Yes, she did.
How?
Cardi B got snubbed.
She got two nominations.
Cardi B got snubbed.
She can't get record of the year.
She can't get record of the year. She can't get album of the year. She can get record of the year.
Yeah, she got a nomination for record of the year.
No, but she got snubbed for hip hop. She's like on that fringe.
Yeah, she got two nominations, which is huge for her. So I don't feel like she got snubbed.
She should. I guess the snub with her. She should have gotten more. And I'm using the air quotes. She shouldn't got more.
At this point with Cardi B, like, her success this year, getting two Grammy nominations is just adding to it. She was on Jimmy Fallon.
So you think that was just
last night? I mean, I'm just saying, looking at all that she's accomplished in this short time, from walking away from Love and Hip Hop to now.
Uh-huh.
I'm not saying it was justified. She came with two nominations. Last year, she wasn't doing anything at the Grammy. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I understand she probably could have gotten more, but I don't necessarily want to say she was snubbed when she does have two nominations, when these people don't even have one nomination. You see what I'm saying?
All right, here's how I'm put it. And I'll say this with all due respect.
What are her two nominations, BT Dubs?
I don't have it in front of me.
It's Record of the Year.
Record of the Year. I don't have it in front of me.
And if she wins...
all gravy. Now, and this is where I said this, with all due respect to Cardi B. Cool. I think what happened, the snub, or she should have gotten more, is unjustified. I believe the two she got is par for course. Okay. I think it's justified because, God, I don't want y'all to Lauryn Hill this woman. Well, y'all raised the Alicia Keys this woman. I don't want y'all to raise the bar so high that you will never meet those expectations. I've said it myself, and I'll say it again. I am a Cardi B fan. I look forward to Cardi B's album.
Yeah. And she got a new single coming out tomorrow, too.
Yeah.
So.
Not just singles. Not just song. I want a full...
I don't even
want
to say tomorrow. Soon.
A full-fledged album.
Yeah.
From her. That's what I want. I want a full-fledged album from her. And on top of that, I want a second album from her.
I don't want
just to solidify.
But I noticed this happening with Dej Loaf.
Dej
Loaf,
I've seen it.
Promising, promising, promising. I love Dej Loaf. I love her music. I love what she does. I love her voice. However, we've been waiting for an album from how long? From Dej Loaf.
See, the problem with this is we praise potential.
This is what happens when a lot of people. They wonder why people stay independent. Why do you stay independent? Why you don't like Chance the Rapper? No, I don't want to sign a deal. I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Chance is a damn good he's a good, very
and
good
he has record companies actually pissed off at him because he doesn't want to sign a deal. But look at what not signing a deal has done for him.
Yeah, because if you sign a deal, now you gotta put out garbage.
Now they're gonna try to manipulate and control what you put out. At least when you do it yourself, you put out what you want to put out. So, like, with a person like Cardi B, if she does not do a whole album, cool. Just keep giving us bangers.
Yeah, but...
I would prefer her to stay independent as long as she can. You know what I'm saying?
I see your point.
I think she's with QC. Like, Quality Control, them people that do Migos, I think she's the same.
But it's still...
But at the same time, they are an indie label. I would prefer for her to be with an indie label instead of getting with a Motown or Def Jam or them type of people. I feel like they're gonna dampen who
work
she is.
Work more for the artist.
She and her authentic self. I think she's dope. Her
I think she's good.
Self.
That's why I said I want her to just get to a point where she can come out with bangers. Mm-hmm. Time all together. Let's make a great album.
Like, it's the point. Like, I love G-Eazy. Don't get it twisted. I do like Gerald. However, the song don't get hyped to Cardi B come on.
There you go.
This, that, I mean, what they call it, the Midas touch.
And that's where we are.
The song does not get hype until she comes on the record.
Now, here's where I'm going to kind of dovetail this into the next subject about the Grammys. One thing I'm noticing about the Grammys is they're welcoming new folks. The reason I say they're welcoming new folks is because of two things. We talk about Cardi B, and I want to put a pin in that. We don't jump in on Cardi B again. But they're welcoming new folks because now they finally start paying attention to streaming systems.
Oh, for sure. They should. They always should.
Because for a long time, it was just album sales. Mm-hmm. If you did it, you did it. If you did it, you didn't. And so now they're looking to streaming. They're looking to YouTube. Because you got to think about a cat like Childish Gambino, we talked about a minute ago, with Redbone.
Yeah.
See, Redbone, you know. Yeah, that. See, that.
Yeah.
That got more play than the whole album. But you got to look at Spotify, where my man got over 330 million downloads.
Mm-hmm.
Or streams, I should say. Streams. And then take a cat like Despacito. You know.
Yeah, that's like, that was a huge song this year.
Yeah, that was 40. But that's all YouTube. That's 40 billion views on YouTube. So, yeah, you looking for the new guys, so you got to go to those alternative sources. Back to the new guys, you got to look at Cola. I want to give them their props. Elder Brooks and Camel Fat. Taj is looking at me like, what the fuck is that? And think about cats who came back, like LCD Sound System. Mm-hmm. They just played the Masonic not too long ago, and it almost sound like where they were years ago. Same thing with the Gorillaz.
Okay.
And you could go back in podcasts, you can see how I fawned over the Gorillaz. But one of the things that and both of those were made for Song of the Year. But some of the best people, and I go back to this woman when we look for new people. SZA. Here we go. Here we go again. Not necessarily a major debut, but Control.
That her radio play is freaking
that,
amazing.
That was a great album.
Yeah, Control is a great album, but the fact that she got streaming in the radio on lock.
But
you can't turn on a radio station, not none of them, and not hear skirt, oh Nick, you can't turn at all.
But
you
that cannot. That goes back to what
and
I was
even
saying.
Her, even they just started playing Garden, which. It's my jam. They just started playing that on the radio. Still. So, SZA, like, when you get that airplay control, I think you've won.
But, back to, and I mean, and this goes right back to what we were talking about Cardi B. Mm-hmm. They're looking for new folks. And I say this without being tongue-in-cheek. I'm not making fun. I'm not saying this with disrespect.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of cats that you was bringing died. They're dying.
Mm-hmm.
Their careers are going away. That's just the nature of the business. You got to find new people. And the new people aren't going to those routes, those established routes. Some of those people
yeah,
are just...
Somebody said, like, it's a new day in music. Like, I was watching something. They're trying to explain to them, like, every however many thousand of streams equals to one record sale.
Now,
that's how they have to measure stuff now because streaming is so popular. We aren't out at Sam Goody's buying the latest CD no more. Everybody got Spotify. You got Apple Music. You got Beats Music is Apple Music. Now, I can't even say that. You got Pandora. You got different streaming sites of which I can type in, hey, I want to listen to SZA today. And every time somebody does that, she's getting credit for it like she's selling the album. So you can't, like, it's a new day in TV and music and all that stuff where a lot of people aren't just sitting in front of the TV trying to put your VH1 in there to record something. We're not at the point where we are putting, you know, stuff in the tissue in the tape or covering or holding the tape to record over music. See what I'm saying? We're not there anymore. So it's opening up more and more streams. You can search through Pandora. You can go through this. Oh, who is this person? They dope. They dope. Listen, you know, a lot of people have, like, Lil Pump. You know what Lil Pump is?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Lil Pump. That dang on Gucci Gang song. Your child loves it, BT. Yeah, yeah. Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang. Every, you know how that song became freaking popular?
YouTube.
Snapchat.
Really?
Yes.
I thought it was more YouTube.
He has a, a filter on Snapchat. If when your Avi is dancing to Gucci Gang. So that make everybody start singing freaking Gucci Gang and trying to find out who the heck Lil Pump is.
And here we go. This goes back to the new blood thing. Now,
I said that in a long-winded way to say things are not as they what they used to be. So these people in these old mindsets that sit behind the desk at the Grammys and they sit behind and you know what I'm saying?
Now, here's, I'm glad you said that because I want to dovetail to my last portion of the Grammys. That means pop suffer because it's not popular way of viewing the media. So that may explain the Taylor Swift, the Ed Sheeran, and my girl, Katy Perry, not on the list at all. When we talked about Snow, nah, Katy, hey,
I
have a special place in my heart for Katy Perry.
I can, and I can even answer that and say this: a lot of artists, they go, their first thing, they have the old school mindset to say, "I'm going to film a video for a song. I'm doing, going to do visuals." Not what Beyonce did, because Beyonce completely flipped the script.
Okay, first of all, let's take Beyonce out of this equation.
I'm making a point.
Beyonce is the exception to the rule.
I'm making a point.
All right.
Beyonce, who said, I'm not going to put out a CD. I'm going to make my whole album a freaking movie.
Yeah, Lemonade.
That's where Lemonade came from. I don't think... No, Michael Jackson, I think, got close to doing something like that with Thriller. But it wasn't his whole CD.
He didn't do it with Thriller. He did it with it wasn't the whole CD. God, this
he kind of made it a cinematic treat.
Yeah,
where Beyonce used her whole CD.
Moonwalker, shit.
Yeah,
Moonwalker.
Yeah,
yeah.
But Beyonce used her whole CD to make a freaking big long behind video.
Yeah.
Whereas people like Taylor Swift are going, I'm going to come out with this video first. Katy Perry did it too. They want to come out with these videos. A lot of people are not like sitting there watching videos. Like yesterday, for instance, the darn Motorsport song. Not even yesterday. It's just, I mean, this is two instances. Motorsport. Have you heard the Motorsport song? Migos, Nicki Minaj, Cardi B.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
The song was dope. I like Motorsport. And then I'm like, okay, well, when I seen the visuals, they came up with a song first. Then I seen the visuals for the video. And I'm like, that looks intriguing. Huh. I'll check that out when it comes out, but I was already listening to the song.
Got it.
Flip it over to, who else did that? G-Eazy. He did with No Limit. The first No Limit, before he remixed it, because the remix just came out.
Got it.
With French Montana. Juicy J, shout out to Juicy J.
Pretty much,
Juicy J came in first line, slop on my knob. Like, he had me right there. He had me with the line. Shout out to Juicy J.
All right, we're gonna put a pin in that.
No, you don't have to check it with me. And he came in with the old school into that song.
No, she's gonna put a pin in that.
The underlying beat to No Limit. The underlying beat to No Limit is that song. So. He came in with that. So G-Eazy did not put a video for No Limit. It was what a lot of artists are doing. They're doing lyric videos.
Yeah, yeah.
They're showing their lyrics, pictures, so forth and so on. So G-Eazy did not put a video out to No Limit, the regular, just with him, A$AP Rocky, and Cardi B. He put the video out with the remix. So we already love the song. Now I'm going to throw some more seasoning on it for y'all.
Okay.
You cannot, like... I don't know who told Taylor Swift this is a good idea to do a video first. The visual for one song. Give us the music.
Here's what I'm hearing out of this podcast, and I'm looking at the time. My man's still on the phone.
Okay, did I get preachy?
Yeah,
a little bit. Sorry.
here's what I'm saying. We at that time. I don't think we're going to solve this now. This is just Grammy nominations.
No.
Here's what is it. January 26th or whatever. Okay. After Grammy, something tells me that we're going to have a straight up podcast about the results of what happened,
probably.
Seeing what we are going to do. So what we're going to do, we're going to hit the pause button right here. This is the end of this podcast, but it's going to dovetail to another one as soon as my man get off the phone.
Okay.
He's spit on the phone for 45 minutes.
Let him handle what he got to handle.
Nah, some tells me we met.
Did he go out and smoke a cigarette?
A little bit, yeah. Yeah, he did. So, here's what we're going to do. We're going to end this podcast right here. Now you're like, whoa, whoa, where's the sit your ass down? We got y'all. What we're going to do, we have been looking at what y'all had to say. Via social media, via email, via all of that, samtronation.com. Or email, just talking with Sam, no G and talking, at gmail.com.
Yeah.
And we've been doing that, and we're going to tabulate and what I only assume this phone call is about.
Hey.
We're going to sit down
deep into that, but I go, okay,
and have a full-on show of Sit Your Ass Down a year.
Okay.
So you get one full episode, at least an hour.
Mm-hmm. Might be longer than that.
That need to sit their ass down. For 2017. So let's do that. We'll put a pin in it. As always, you can hit us up on social media, samshownation.com. You can get me personally at samshow11 on the tweets and Instagram and Facebook. Just talking with Sam, no GN talking. And we will see you in the next podcast. Peace out.